Hi, I'm Pinakin Munshi. Today we are going to cover chapter 10, which is on stores or warehouse management. So a warehouse is a planned space for the storage and handling of goods and materials. Warehouses are focal points for product and information flow between the business units and its customers. So I would like to go one step further and say it's a focal point for materials, suppliers, products, and customers. So it's a focal point for all of them. A warehouse management system is a key part of the supply chain. A warehouse management involves receipt, storage, and movement of goods to immediate storage locations or to a final customer. So if you're looking at only the distribution warehouse, then here you are only doing receipt and storage, and then further movement of material to final customers or to retailers. But if you're looking at a plant warehouse, then you're also doing the inspection and issue of material to the production processes. A warehouse management system often utilizes automatic identification and data capture technology, such as barcode scanners, mobile computers, wireless LANs, and potentially radio frequency identification, RFID, to efficiently monitor flow of products. Physically, it is difficult to establish the products which are coming in and which are being handled. So when you use these technologies, as in case of the barcodes or RFID, it becomes accurate and faster to record the material which are being received or being issued to the process. A warehouse management system, once the data has been collected, there is either batch synchronization with or real-time wireless transmission to a central database. So with the RFID and similar technologies, you can take charge or get the inventory in a remote fashion. That means physical connect with the material may not be necessary. The database can then provide useful reports about the status of goods in the warehouse. Warehouse design and process design within the warehouse, for example, the wave picking, etc., is also part of the warehouse management. It is an aspect of logistics and supply chain management. So this we will see in more detail what we mean by the terms that we have used here, including the wave picking, etc. So wave picking is an application of a short interval scheduling to assign orders into groupings or waves and release them together as to allow management to coordinate and coordinate these several parallel and sequential activities required to complete the work. In short, wave picking is when picking of one group of products is done by a single person. So he focuses on picking of not one order, but one category of products. So let us say that in a warehouse, you have a wide variety of products. But when you are referring to wave picking, let's say there is one finished product which is required by 10 different orders. So the wave picking is entire material for those 10 different orders will be picked up by this one person who is assigned to pick the orders. And this is what we term as a wave picking. In the conventional system, suppose the customer has asked for 5 different products, then the person will go around to different part of the warehouse, picking up those 5 products, consolidating them, and making it ready for shipment, for maybe secondary packing and then for issue of invoice. The difference in wave packing is one person is responsible for one zone or one group of products where he does the picking. So what is the objective of a warehouse management system? To provide a set of computerized procedures for management of warehouse inventory, space, equipment, and people with the goal of minimizing cost and fulfilling agreed schedules. So how does it help? A warehouse management system will clearly tell you where does the material lie, how much material is lying, what batch number or lot number the materials are having, so that you can accurately go pick the material. Even the status, it will tell you. So if there is material which is nearing shelf life, end of shelf life, it will warn you so that you can, either extend the shelf life or you can make efforts to remove the material on priority. So the objectives cover basic approach to the layout of the warehouse, material handling activities, and we will see how these are affecting the warehouse management. Control for efficient work and maintaining desired level of internal and external customer service. So handling a shipment from the supplier. So you have material coming in. Let's say you are doing a trading activity. So you directly have a finished product coming from the supplier. Or if it is a plant warehouse, then even the raw material, etc., or intermediate goods are being received from the supplier. Receiving, verification, and storage. So you receive the material, verify the material, inspect the material, and then store it in the right location. It helps you also in variety reduction. Logical representation of physical storage facilities. So it's easier to visualize the storage in a warehouse, especially when you have a racking system. Because in racks, you have standard rack dimensions. You have pallets on which the goods are placed, and then the pallets are placed in the rack. So it's the visibility is good. The storage efficiency is very, very high. And we will see how that affects the operations. Grouping, that is placing near the delivery area. We will also touch upon this topic, how frequently issued material or fast moving materials are kept closer to the docking bay so that they can be more efficiently received and issued for shipment. Picking, how it helps in efficient picking, because since you have the location and everything very clearly defined, picking can be done in the shortest possible time in the most efficient manner without error. Packing, so one of the objective of warehouse management system is also the secondary packing. So maybe you have already the material with a primary packing and it needs to be again packed. For example, if you look at the e-commerce companies, you will find that there is a secondary packing given to the product to avoid any damage to the package. So packaging or packing is also one of the activity. And the final activity is delivery to the customer, which means handing over the material to the logistics or the logistics partner. So what are the policies which are required for running a warehouse management system? So do's and don'ts need to be prepared. What is acceptable? What is not acceptable? Health and safety policy. Naturally, you are handling a lot of material. There are forklift trucks. There are reach trucks. You're storing material at a height. So the safety becomes a primary concern. There have been accidents happening in the warehouses where they can have very serious consequences. So health and safety is an important part. Even if there is any, droppage, etc., of the material, damage of material, spillage, etc., this can cause health issues, especially in the chemical industry. So all these things have to be clearly defined and provided for. Human resource management, naturally, you require people to manage this warehouse. And you need to have clear policy for human resource management, and you require certain discipline. Security, naturally, if you're handling a lot of value, then there has to be a security to prevent any pilferage, any theft, etc. Pest control, there have been cases, numerous cases, where goods are damaged because of pest. Many a times the corrugated boxes or cartons, as we call them, attract these pests and they come and they nibble on it, even sometimes damaging the goods inside. So pest control becomes very necessary. Warehouse maintenance and cleaning policy, housekeeping being a primary thing, part of the 5S strategy. Record keeping and reporting. So having the correct record of all the inventory which is lying in the warehouse and reporting, because even the physical inventory that we are taking, physical stock checking that we do, all these things need to be captured and reported. Reverse logistics policy. So in case you are into e-commerce, the goods which are coming back from the customer, they have to be handled, and decision has to be taken on whether, you know, they have to be reprocessed, they need to be reclassified, or they need to be destroyed, as the case may be. So these decisions have to be taken. Disposal of obsolete and damaged goods. So in case there are goods which are damaged in transit or in during storage, then disposal of those goods also need to be taken care of. Coming to receiving, so it is the process of confirming that you received what you have ordered. Starting point is, of course, the purchase order. So a purchase order copy is available with the store, and normally no, a physical copy is not available, but it's available in the form of a ERP system. So on the ERP, when the vendor supplies the material, he mentions the purchase order number, and with that, the warehouse people can identify against which purchase order the material has been received. So data collected from the receiving determines what you your accounting department pays to your vendor. So typically what happens is, when material is received, a count is taken and a GRN is prepared. A GRN stands for goods receipt note. So you are confirming that you have received the material in full. If there is any damage, etc., you are also documenting that. If there is a shortage, you are also documenting that you have received. The invoice may be saying that 100 pieces were delivered, but physically only 90 pieces are delivered. That will be documented, and the GRN will be made only for the physical quantity which has been received from the vendor. Success or failure in receiving determines what you pay for your receipts, and hence error can be very costly. So in ERP system, it's fairly simple. You have a purchase order, you have a purchase order quantity. The system will not allow you to accept more quantity than what is mentioned in the purchase order. And when you do the GRN, whatever is the quantity that you have entered in the GRN and whatever is the quantity which has been inspected and approved, only that quantity will get paid for. So the invoice may say that 100 numbers have been delivered, but if the GRN is for 90 numbers, the vendor will be paid only for 90 numbers. Any discrepancy, any difference has to be resolved or reconciled with. Inspection. So if goods must be inspected, the receiver document should provide the necessary instructions. Inspection should be done as quickly as possible so that the inventory can be put away and becomes available to fulfill the order. So nowadays, in chemical industry, a lot of suppliers, they give you a certificate of analysis, which clearly shows what are the chemical properties and actual test parameters for the material. If they meet your specification, companies rely on the certificate of analysis, especially if it's a reputed company, and they will accept the material. They may have a policy that every third supply or every fourth supply will be physically inspected. That means a sample will be drawn and tested in the lab. Otherwise, they have something called as a control sample, where they will draw the sample but not test it. They will only retain it. And that sample will be tested only in case there is any complaint or any untoward incident, which says that a batch has failed or something has happened because the product or the raw material is not meeting the requirements. So this is as far as the inspection is concerned. Once the inspection is done, and if the inspection passes the material, then the material will be put away in the rack. It will be put away And the moment it is passed in the system, the inspection is okayed. When it is received, the material will show the status as under QC. But the moment it is accepted by the QC or the QA, it will appear as your inventory, which can be issued for production. So it is the process of taking product from the receiving and placing it in the most appropriate storage location. The most logical first choice for put away is not to put product in a storage location, but rather to ship it directly to the customer via cross-docking. So in case, assume that you are talking of a distribution warehouse, or you are talking of a traded product which is coming to the manufacturing site. The first thing is to see whether you already have orders for that item which can be executed. So if that is the case, don't take the trouble of putting the material in a rack and then picking it again, removing it from there and invoicing it to the customer. Instead, what can be done is the material which has been received from the docking station is immediately transferred or issued to the dispatch section or the shipping section, so that let us say that you received 10 tons of material and 3 tons is already to be shipped out. So you transfer the 3 tons for the outward logistics and only the remaining material will be stored on the racking system or in the warehouse, as the case may be. Storage. So it is essential to make the best possible use of this valuable resource. Storage space costs money. Companies are leasing warehouses. Very few companies really own their own warehouse. But even where they own the warehouse is a very costly asset because land is very costly. So the land on which the warehouse is built and the cost of the warehouse and operating the warehouse, all that cost is being utilized when you store material. So whole purpose is to use that space very wisely, so that the cost on account of warehousing or storage is minimized. Properly designed racks and shelves can help to overcome the problem of space shortage. So how do you make the best use of the three-dimensional space? So not only the length and breadth of your warehouse, but also the height of your warehouse. How do you utilize that? You must match the storage space allocated to each item with the volume that needs to be stored. So for example, there is a fast moving item and you need to keep high inventories because you have got a high turnover of this particular item. You must allocate appropriate storage space for that item so that you are not falling short of space. Replenishment. So when a prime location is assigned to an item, often there is no enough room to accommodate the entire inventory. So for example, there is a space assigned, but the material which has come in is much more. So the excess inventory is kept in a temporary location. So it may be kept elsewhere, not in the space assigned for that material. So if you use a peelable label to change the reserve location to a prime location, inventory can be found and transferred easily. So what happens is, in the system, you tag it and you say that the excess inventory which could not be accommodated is now stored at a different location. And the system will track that so that you have no difficulty in identifying the stock which is lying at an alternate location, the excess inventory. Without an efficient locator system, you may lose track of the reserve inventory. You may forget about it, and this inventory can then become a old inventory, non-moving inventory. Not necessarily non-moving, but it will become a slow-moving inventory. So when it cannot be found, you may purchase more material than is needed, and it will increase the cost of carrying the inventory. Now, this generally does not happen because in the modern ERP systems, you can see in the system that there is physically inventory available. That means in the ERP system, it will tell you inventory is available. And because of that, it will not trigger fresh procurement of that material, and you will be forced to locate where that inventory is kept. So if it has been tagged correctly, then you will be able to retrieve that inventory and use it for the either manufacturing or for the sale purpose. Order selection. So an order picking document should be a model of clarity. So when a delivery order is issued by the customer service desk, whenever the order comes, they will issue a delivery order which is transmitted to the warehouse. So the warehouse will generate a order picking document. The picking document will tell them which batch, which product has to be picked up for fulfillment of the order. So an order picking document should be a model of clarity. That means it should contain all necessary information, and all the information should be very clear. So it should not contain unnecessary information, should not be a sixth carbon copy of an invoice which is not legible. Now this has gone away, because today there is nothing like a sixth carbon copy. Today you have laser prints which are extremely clear, and it will tell you that for a fulfillment of a particular order, which are the products, which are the batch number, and the WMS system, the warehouse management system, will also tell you where this material is lying in the warehouse. So the person who is responsible for picking can directly go there and then fetch the material. So this sixth carbon copy and all, this is a thing of the past. So that rapid and accurate order fulfillment is ensured. So today, a WMS system enables this. Packing and marking. So many times orders are received several days in advance of shipment. However, it is always prudent to expedite all orders that involve picking and packing as soon as possible. Marking is an important function. Use of properly designed adhesive labels and quality stencils can eliminate errors. So let me tell you, the company that I worked for, we used to have two kinds of label. One label which told you everything about the product, which will be there on the product packaging. So it will tell you the name of the product, the batch number, the shelf life, the expiry date, the name of the company, any hazard symbols will be there on the label. So everything relating to the product will be there on that label. Now, once the material is picked up, that is, picking is done for a particular order, after the picking is done and before the material is invoiced, another label will be struck, which will be relating to the order against which the material has been picked up. So that will contain details of what is the order number, what is the DO number, who is the customer, which is the transporter through whom the material has to be delivered to the customer. So clearly, this will help you to identify this particular pack or drum has to go to which customer. So with the modern systems, with the labeling, etc., very easily you can manage these operations. Shipping. So routing orders in advance permits the orders to be assembled for shipping in a sequence that helps your routing requirement. So generally what happens is that when you have to ship, especially if you are exporting the material in a container, then you have to, normally the customer will book the material in full container load. So you have to wait for all the materials to be ready. And once the materials are ready, then you have to consolidate it into a single container, stuff the container and ship it out to the port. Computerization and front-end controls. This helps in improving efficiency of the warehousing. And today, all major companies are having computerization. They have WMS systems and they have front-end controls, which helps them very efficiently handle the entire warehousing operation. So improving the efficiency of warehousing activity, space utilization. So as we said, space comes at a premium. And it's important that we utilize the space. In the good old days, warehouses used to be like an open field, and material used to be stored on the floor. And there used to be limitation. So like if it's a wooden box, you can stack them 3 high or 4 high. Or if they are cartons, you can stack it, say, 5 high. If you stack it more than that, the carton can get crushed. Also, there is a risk that the cartons, if you stack it too high, it can fall. So with the racking system, it allows you to utilize the space more efficiently. Labor and equipment utilization. So with the racking system, you also require the labor and equipment for handling of the material. Labor because you require skilled people to drive your forklift or your reach truck. You require unskilled people even if you have pallet trucks, etc. So you require the people. Cubic space utilization. So this is what we are talking when you are having the racking system. You are using not only the area on the floor, but you are also using the area in the space. Accessibility. You are designing the warehouse in such a way that all materials are accessible, so that there is no place where if material is placed there, you need to move some other material to access that material. So accessibility is an important factor. Stock location. You are keeping the stocks at appropriate place depending upon the nature of the product. Whether it is a hazardous product, whether it is a cold store or cold chain product, or whether it's a delicate product. If it's a heavy product, then it is always stored on the lower rung of the rack or on the floor, on the lowest rung of the rack. If it's light material, it can be placed on the higher rungs. Packaging. So what kind of packaging is to be used for different kind of material? Handling special and hazardous material. So we talked about, special storage places for hazardous material, and even the handling for hazardous material can be done differently by storing it in different areas using different equipment. Usually the largest capital cost is for space, because in a place, in any metro city, the space comes at a premium. So the space needs to be utilized in a very, very prudent manner. So this means not only floor space, but also cubic space. That means the space above needs to be used, since goods are stored on the floor as well as above the floor. So you have different types of space utilization. You have the docking station here, where you receive the material. Here you normally have low-rise storage, and then you have shelving and drawer. In the receiving pack, you have both low-rise and high-rise storage spaces. You have the rack storage, and you also have the semi-automated storage. And semi-automated storage may be where you have some robotic kind of handling systems which are controlled remotely. And the zone 3 is high rise and automated storage and retrieval. So here you have dark warehouses where there are no human beings. Centrally from a console, they locate the material and they will only give instructions to the robo. Robo is basically a material handling system which is computerized. It'll go and retrieve the material and fetch the material for picking. And this is much faster than any human picking that may be possible. Labor and equipment utilization. So labor cost has to be reduced by using more material handling equipment. So if you're using the semi-automated or automated system, you are increasing the efficiency, less dependence on labor, and you have a better customer service by using this new technologies. We have to select the best mix of labor and equipment to maximize overall productivity of the warehouse operation. So somewhere labor is required, like for example, when you are unloading material from the trucks, etc., at the docking station, you do require labor. But once inside the warehouse, you can have automated systems. So it has to be a proper balance between the manual systems and the automated systems. Plant maintenance of equipment and the building. So naturally, when you are dependent on automation or equipment, even forklift trucks, reach trucks are mostly battery operated, because warehouses are closed space and forklift trucks use diesel. So with diesel, you will have the smoke emission, etc. So you also have reach trucks which are battery operated, which don't pollute, and they are very safe for long operation, but they need to be charged. So every now and then you need to keep them for charging. So you need to have spare reach trucks. Whenever one reach truck is under charging, the second one can be used for the material handling and completion of the maintenance record.